To conclude the program, the faculty commented on new data presented at the last ESMO meeting on the use of PI3 kinase inhibitors in patients with PI3 kinase somatic mutations, and specifically recent data presented and published on the PI3 kinase inhibitor alpelisib.
So it's a PI3 kinase inhibitor, and this was a study where they basically combined it with endocrine therapy with fulvestrant, and they actually saw a positive signal in the patients who had PIK3CA mutations. And it was a longer progression-free survival than what's been seen in the other trials. So this is obviously, this has been a series of trials, to the Bell trials, which looked at bupartisib, which is a pan-PI3 kinase inhibitor, and then more recently Sandpiper, which was also a more selective PI3 kinase inhibitor. And those three trials actually had shown, although significant, a very modest advantage for progression-free survival for adding in the PI3 kinase inhibitors, and they're very toxic. The SOLAR study actually looks by far the most positive, but again, there is some toxicity with these agents. So I kind of thought they were dead, but now looking at the SOLAR study, maybe they've been resurrected again. So
Komal, I think the PFS hazard rate was 0.65, which is modest, but you know, things get approved for things like that, I guess. Would you say the going hazard rate for CDK is around 0.5?
0.55.
Yeah, first.
So it's kind of not that far off that.
Right.